Archduke Angela, I agree with the decision to divest from armaments and tobacco. There is a distinction, be clear, if all the weapons, the guns, the tanks, the missiles were to disappear in the click of my fingers from the face of the planet, and if all tobacco products were to go, I think the world would be a better place. If all fossil fuels disappeared tomorrow, there would be no ambulances, hospitals would close. I mean, you cannot equate the two. We do use, all of us every day use fossil fuels. We don't all fire guns and rockets. So there is a distinction, and to equate the two is really not sensible in my view. This argument that if we divest, we can use the funds to invest specifically in renewables. That just isn't how our assets work. We already have a significant, sizable portfolio of renewable investments or investments in the transition or whatever you want to call them. We have those investments already. If we were to instruct our asset managers to sell our fossil fuel investments, their responsibility to come up with a balanced portfolio would remain. So it's possible that the church commissioners stock pick and say, I want to invest in this. That is not what we do in the Diocese of Chichester. So it is far-fetched to suggest that we would switch out of fossil fuels and into renewables. Would be some gain for renewables, but I don't think it would be significant. The argument about stranded assets, the Church of England tried that on with me as well. It's just rubbish. I'm so sorry. I haven't got the time to explain why. See me afterwards for 101 corporate finance classes. It's just ridiculous. It's nonsense. Then the Saudi Arabia investing in other things other than oil. They have most of the oil. They've got to put their money into something else. How are they going to invest more of it into oil? I mean, it's just not. So, of course, they're investing in other things like football clubs and all sorts. Of course they are. The other thing I just wanted to remind you is the fundamental problem here is that in 2022, oil demand went up. That demand was not created by the fossil fuel companies. We are the ones who created it. Let's work with the fossil fuel companies. I speak to our investment managers. Rarely do I speak directly to the fossil fuel companies. And when I do, it's only to the investor relations people. But our investment managers on our behalf do speak directly. And actually, the very best form of shareholder activism is to vote. That's the point of follow this. You vote at the AGM. I beg to move the motion standing in my name.
So we move to a vote now of the motion as it stands, unamended. Would you raise your card, please? All those in favour. Thank you. All those against. Thank you. Abstentions. Thank you. We'll just wait to get the numbers in from the Zoom participants. Thank you. So the voting is those in favour, 62, those against, 32, and 9 abstentions. So the motion has passed. Can I say thank you to everybody for the contributions and the careful thought that this discussion debate represents. There is no doubt that we will continue to monitor this complex field in which we function and operate in the diocese. And I think the important points about stewardship, responsibility, Christian accountability will certainly have been heard and will be part of the ongoing management of our assets and investments.